Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show here up in Maine. You people don't even know the half of it, getting ready for the show today. I'm trying to post the cue with the pictures and everything, and I'm just like, okay, as you all know, I have a furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. I'm in the bathroom on the toilet trying to take a pee, and there she is over in the corner snuggling up to me on the side of the toilet bowl. And I'm like, what? And she cannot. I don't know what it is. I think maybe stray animals just need extra attention. I mean, she's not a stray anymore. I've had her for a couple of years now. She showed up in my backyard. And lo and behold, you know, I fed her. Next thing you know, I had a cat. And she follows me everywhere. I'm not kidding. She tries to get into the shower with me. And I'm like, Kitty, what are you doing? And she just, like, meows at the shower curtain. And she's actually sitting right next to me. And she's kind of, she's kind of being good. So I have a little fishing pole with her right here, right now. But, you know, she's just my adorable little snuggle bug. Nothing better than a good snuggle cuddle here. But anyway, lots to talk about today. And getting more and more excited, more and more every day, because we are now in the midst of making armor for Falcon. And for those that don't know what Falcon is, it's a film that I'm doing one of the leads, one of the roles. And it's about the Valkyrie. And Director Z, a man who I call my big brother, is actually playing Thor. And we've been filming it for over a year now. Because as many of you know, in independent films, you have to take money mostly out of your own pocket. Now, most of us, we work, you know, full-time job, nothing's handed to us, and it does come out of our pockets. And with the film that we're doing, you know, it's kind of a little bit intense for me because I just never thought I would ever be doing this in a million years. Never thought I would be doing this. And here I am now seeing, like I said, we've been filming for over a year because all we can do is film on Saturdays. I mean, you know, big-budget films, sometimes they film, you know, 3 months at a time or whatever, but if something's kind of out of your own pockets, you can only do when, you know, you're not working your full-time job, or if you have a business and running it, you actually got to film, you know, on a set schedule. So filming on Saturdays, it may be, you know, over a year. It's just the fact is that's probably going to equal, you know, like 3 straight months or something. So we've been working on it. We had taking, you know, horseback riding lessons and such. And if you want to look it up, you can go to Falcyr, F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and you can actually donate funds. We are in need of funds for the film. And you can go to the Falcyr film page or, you know, go on my page and actually look it up where I post so many things there. And if you go to Falcyr, you can see what you can give to help out our film with the fundraiser. You can go to fundraiser, F-U-N-D-R-A-Z-Y, Falcyr fundraiser. And like I said, we're four different women who actually whisked away and we have to fight evil. So now we are up to the pot of the battle armor and we're starting to slowly get that together. But like with anything, you know, it takes money to make a film. And we have been trying to, you know, do it every step of the way, working our butts off, trying to get this, you know, going. And Director Z, he actually runs a school in Maine, a metaphysical school, where I'm actually going to bring up some of his information on his page. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to know more about Director Z, here's a couple of pages. Horror Z, telepath, metaphysician, exorcist. You can actually go and check him out. He was actually on another radio show last night, which you can actually go to his page. It was on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and it's actually on his page if you want to check that out. He was actually invited to be a guest on that show. I had him on my show. He actually does have a radio show himself, and you can check him out. Let's see. You can go to, it's also a Blog Talk Radio, and look up Ahura Zakora Deliza. Just type in A-H-U-R-A, and I'm pretty sure you can actually find him on Blog Talk Radio because now he has a show. He's back on the air himself. And he's actually on, he does the show an hour before my show on Wednesday night. So you can check out my big brother and ask him questions. You can call in and ask him some questions and go to his show. So if you'd like to help, but once again, like I said, about our film with Falcyr, go to the Falcyr, you know, page. We are in need of funds. And if you'd like to help us out with any funding for our film, it will be greatly appreciated. There's a couple other things. I'm just doing this stuff. There's no particular order that I'm actually going to do it in. There's actually, I want to go to this young woman's page called Lindsay Ball. And she's, I guess I'm trying to find out because this was something that I had found out through work. And I'm trying to find out, you know, for funds and such for this young woman. If you go to Lindsay Ball B1, L-A-N-D-S-A-Y Ball, B-A-L-L, B as in boy one. If you go to her page, you can check her out. She's actually, she's a blind ski racer, and her guide is Diane Barros, B-A-R-R-A-S, and it's their quest for Paralympic gold. And I think it is a lot of money to actually get her a ticket back and forth. I'm trying to bring up, I can't show the YouTube video on here, but I know that there has to be the website somewhere, and I'm trying to find the website for Lindsay. And this is the homepage. Let's see, on the website. And I wanted to read a little bit about it. And it says, you too can support Lindsay. All contributions are made to our athlete account with the U.S. Association of Blind Athletes and are tax deductible. And I think the last one was in October. So I'm trying to find the link on the homepage for her here. Let's see. About us. Okay. This is, I believe, what the team is. This is on the homepage. It says, the B1 team, you do what? Ski blind? Are you crazy? I guess so. That's what we do. Well, that's what Lindsay does. Diane does the skiing. We are members of the U.S. Paralympics National Alpine Team, competing all around the world to become the best blind skiers on the planet. First named to the U.S. team in 2011, we have quickly moved up the ranks and are taking the world by storm. We are one of only a few B1 visual impaired teams in the world. B1 means that Lindsay has been classified in the same group as those that are completely blind. When we ski, Lindsay wears blackout goggles, which prevent any light from entering her vision. She does this by following Diane, who's given her voice commands through a specially designed speaker that she wears on her back. With careful communication and timing, we race all disciplines on the circuit. In 2010, we had our first major victory, winning the U.S. Visually Impaired Giant Slalom GS National Championship. The title was earned again in 2012 with the additional honor of winning the U.S. Downhill title as well. In 2012, we were named to the U.S. Paralympics National Alpine Team. I think it says something. It says here, Lindsay Ball. Originally from Benton, Maine, Lindsay is a college student at the University of Maine at Farmington. She is studying psychology with rehabilitation minor. Born with retinitis pigmentosis, Lindsay can see only light and dark shapes and shadows. However, she has not let her vision slow her down. Throughout high school, she was active in cross-country and track teams. She started skiing at the age of 6 at Sugarloaf through the Maine Adaptive Program. She quickly became the darling of the program. Everyone wanted to ski with her, though not everyone could keep up. When she was in high school, she was convinced to join the Maine Adaptive Race Team, and that's where this crazy ski racing dream began. In addition to skiing, she enjoys running, long walks on the beach, and when people sneak up behind her and pinch her on the arm. Okay, let's see what else it says here. Okay. And I guess this is the woman that helps her out when she's skiing, gives the instruction, Diane Barris. Diane lives in Bethel, Maine, though originally from the flattest state of East Coast, Delaware. As a child, Diane's family would vacation at Sugarloaf every winter. It was challenging to be a skier in Delaware, but that didn't matter. A trip to Sugarloaf every year and a day or two, that was plenty. And the Poconos was enough to keep Diane hooked on skiing. Diane became involved in adaptive sports when she was in college. As a member of the Occupational Therapy Club in Ichita College, she volunteered at Creek Peak Adaptive Sports. In fact, it was there on her first day as a volunteer that she skied with her first visually impaired skier. After getting a master's degree in occupational therapy, Diane moved to Maine to fulfill her lifelong dream of having a lobster on her license plate. Unfortunately, by then, the lobster place had been phased out, and she had to settle for the chickadee. She quickly overcame her disappointment by moving closer and closer to the mountains, finally settling in Bethel near the Sunday River Ski Resort. She works for Maine Adaptive Sport and Recreation when she is not traveling with Lindsay. In addition to skiing with Lindsay, which is the best job ever, Diane enjoys kayaking, cycling, and knitting. And it's just weird that I remember younger, in my 20s, I actually tried skiing, and I actually did ski on Sunday River. So I actually do know where that is. I'm bringing up the site to see. I think you can donate. It says support us. And this is for Lindsay Ball. Donate through First Giving. The fastest and easy way to donate to us is through the secure website First Giving. All donations will go to account with the U.S. Blind Athletic Association. Donations are tax deductible and help the ski fat. And it says to check on Lindsay's goggles below to go to our First Giving site. And it says, this is truly a team effort. Lindsay couldn't ski without Diane. We couldn't ski without you. It's your support that enables us to pursue this crazy dream. We need support of every kind to help us achieve our goals. in addition to the obvious momentary support, there are other ways you can support us. Please contact us if you'd like to help us out. And you can actually go to the website and go there and check it out where you can actually donate to this young woman, Lindsay Ball. And you can actually, you know, you can Google that and find out. And I don't know if I'm able to. I hope I can post this maybe on her page to let her know in the beginning to give her a little bit of support. So if you'd like to help out in this, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful cause. And best wishes to Lindsay out there. And see, people, these are the inspiration people that inspire me. I know I say Jackie Chan's my idol, but Lindsay Ball, you inspire Shelly and Chuck. I mean that with every beat of my heart, Lindsay. And I wish you the best and much love and happiness in your life. So, you know, if anybody wants to donate, she does have a Facebook page, Lindsay Ball, B1. And there is a website, Lindsay Ball, you can check out and give to First Giving there for donations to help her out. And let me go back to my page. Like I said, all the stuff that I'm promoting today, it is actually in no specific order. Hold on one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I have so many things open up at one time here. Okay, hold on here. And, okay, there is actually one of my guests who I just had on my page here. Let's see, it's Urban Warrior LLC Ultimate Warrior Fitness Programs, and there's a whole line of clothing. And I actually just had Bruce Martin on my show with Ron Lester, who was Billy Bob from Varsity Blues last Wednesday night. So I'm giving some prop out to Urban Warrior LLC Ultimate Warrior Fitness Program, and I just wanted to read about this. And it was actually JKD founder, Sifu Bruce Martin, is inducted World Martial Art Hall of Fame 2012, Tactical Jeet Kune Do, Most Innovative Combat System of 2012 awards. And some of the products is the Urban Warrior Jeet Kune Do, Tactical Jeet Kune Do, Personal Fitness, Company Team Building Workshops, Workplace Safety, Clothing Supply, Training Videos, Mobile Certification Units, Clothing, Training Equipment, and more. And it says here about Urban Warrior GK. this is what I get for not drinking coffee before my show. JKD Jeet Kune Do, Attack Tactical Jeet Kune Do, Urban Warrior Police Military Supply Store, instructional DVDs, clothing and training equipment, mobile certification units, Ultimate Warrior personnel, training programs, obstacle courses, and much more. And the mission is teach tactical Jeet Kune Do to women in order to protect themselves against abuse, men, alpha signals, street attacks, law enforcement, military special forces personnel as primary defense tactic, corporations, employee team, building dreams, executives, overseas travel, hotel security, children, teams against attack, against rape, professional athletes, game time, pressure point techniques. Let me tell you, I've had pressure point techniques done on me, and let me tell you, when you have it done right, you'll fall down. the pressure point techniques, let me tell you, I know it works for attack because I had someone actually do that to me, so I do know that they do work. And to always strive to be the best possible Christian-based organization and individual as possible, and it says praise Jesus Christ as our Savior. But, you know, it's not just as if someone's talking about God. It's just, you know, about protection, too. You know, it's something where if you mention the word God or Jesus, people freak out. No, it's nothing like that. It's just, you know, part of the support and their belief of God. I think sometimes people get freaked out if you mention the word God, but it's basically, you know, like with martial arts, I mean, it's something to do about protection, to give you confidence, and, you know, it helps build your self-esteem. So that's another thing, too, to keep in mind. The description is ATAC Defense Tactics Program, Tactical Jeet Kune Do specialize in the on-site training of military special forces, law enforcement personnel, professional athletes, and general public as it relates to fitness, health and nutritional improvements, weight loss, and self-preservation techniques and method. And so that's for the Urban Warrior LLC Ultimate Warrior Fitness Program, and there's a whole line of clothing for that. So I just wanted to give a little props. Next thing. Okay, just give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, one moment here. Pulling up on my page. Seeing where did I leave off here? Okay, the next one that I'd like to bring up, I'm just trying to see where I have marked it on my page. There's a foundation that I'm sort of part of here, too. It's called Sarah's Joy Foundation. And it was actually started because my nephew Eric lost his young wife while she was pregnant, and she decided not to undergo treatment for cancer so that it wouldn't harm her unborn son. The foundation was decided to honor Sarah's name because she passed away, you know, she lost her battle with cancer. And it's, you know, to honor Sarah's name and to help families with terminal cancer one family at a time. So this is another one you can actually, I actually do know, you know, this foundation personally, the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I did put the video, it says Brotherly Love, Sarah Joy's Foundation, it says CBS Philly, so the video is on my page, if you can find it amongst my other stuff that's on there. So you can actually check that out. And like I said, this is something that is to help one family at a time, families with terminal cancer, you know, help out, pay for outings and maybe some bills and stuff, because it's really hard. I mean, look at the stuff with, you know, people pay for medical and stuff and still don't have enough money, which is so sad. You know, you think in the United States that medical would be free, you know, and when someone gets some, you know, some sort of something like a disease and stuff such as cancer, the treatments and such, it's so overbearing with the bills. So I'm praying so much with all my heart that this Sarah Joy Foundation is going to grow. And that's what I'm hoping, that it's definitely, definitely going to grow with today. So I wanted to talk about one more thing, but right now I'm just going to go to a song here, which is actually by my two nephews, Cardiac and Sacrifice. It's called The Fighter, and this song is actually dedicated from my heart to Sarah. So I'll be right back.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter, it's not an option to lose. Push.
ain't gonna stop, no. Push, bleed, sweat, make my pain. Push, bleed, sweat, make my pain. I ain't gonna stop, I ain't gonna stop, no. Let's rip. Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressed in all white. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jag. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help the stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel a fly. But do the tell, don't waste no time.
And that song was Feel by Laz and Cat, Triceptus Studio. My little brother, bro, Crosby Tatum, he's out there doing his thing. He was just out in Hollywood with his film. I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to work on it, but I'm just actually maybe here he is, burning, because I'm actually, like, writing to him on Facebook right now, burning right now, talking about him live on I'm talking about you, the seconds. on the air.
Yeah, I just had to put that there. See if any. It's just really funny the people that I talk to. I'm trying to, like, you know, I run this whole thing myself. I have an assistant. You know, I'm doing everything myself, so I kind of have to multitask. It's really kind of crazy that I got to do all this stuff. And then, mind you, if my little furball co-host Jackie Jean Kitty, she just drives me crazy, but she's actually, you know, very sweet right now, all curled up on next to me. That's the little Jackie Chan kitty that I love. She's looking at me like, don't wake me up. Yeah, it's okay if she torches me. Yeah, how do you like it when the shoe's on the other foot, kitty, 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 kitty? Well, anyway, back to some business right here. Back to some business. Let me bring up another thing I'd like to bring up on my show is the clothing line of Traditions. And I've already had Don the Dragon Wilson, his son, Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson, was already a guest on my show. And he's actually, I think he helps, you know, with this clothing line. You have to look up Don the Dragon Wilson, but I think it just goes by Don Wilson. And it's amazing that these, I mean, I love the shirts. I don't know about anybody else, but I truly, truly love the shirts. Of course, it's about, it has dragons and stuff on it. So, I'm just reposting about this because actually the woman that's going to be on my show, some woman is actually Cheryl Wheeler Duncan is going to be on my show Wednesday night. So you guys do not want to miss my show Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. She's a stunt woman that's been in the business for many years, quite amazing. And just posting, once again, on my show here. But I actually, you know, every once in a while when I don't have a guest, I like to play some music. I will be back to talk more about Traditions, but I also like to play very upbeat, positive music on my show. And this is actually by Pisces Project, which is the Horrors of Cora Deleuze and his beautifully lovely wife, Sonari. They play uplifting music together. So this is actually one of their songs with Phineas, and I'm going to play it, and I shall be back. Thank you.
All right, and once again, that was by Pisces Project, where horror is a core to Lisa in this beautiful, lovely life scenario, Phineas. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful song. Happy, happy, happy music. And I wanted to, like this is, I try to, like, do the best I can because I run the social myself, and I'm actually talking about a few things here. Hold on for 1 second. I'm trying to actually, besides, you know, like it says, I'm running the show by myself, so right now I'm trying to actually find another website as we speak, as I'm talking. I'm hoping, I don't know if this is the right one. I'm hoping to see if this is the correct advertisement. I'm not really too sure if this is the right one, so I'll have to ask Bruce Martin. There's another plug I wanted to give. And I'm trying to, I don't know if this is the correct one, but it's a Robert's Advertising, 3 generations of high-quality products and customer service that, let's see, post-plugging this, that I'm just trying to find. Robert's Advertising, 3 generations of high-quality products and customer service. So I'm trying to make sure I am reading the right one. I'm just trying to find out if this is the correct one. Let's see. But that's the one that I'm trying to do a little plug on my show. It says here the Robert's Advertising. I'll have to bring that up on my next show. But it is a 3 generation of high-quality products and customer service. It's robertsadv.com. So it's robertsadv.com. So you can check out that website. So it actually is 3 generations of high-quality products and customer service. So you can check that out. To go back to do with Traditions, which is a clothing line of Don the Dragon Wilson. And there's actually posted on my Facebook. It shows Don Wilson and Cynthia Rothrock, a wonderful martial artist actress, too, who's in showing a picture of her. So I just posted on my Facebook page. Sometimes my posts do not go public all the time, but I just put it there, so it is on my Facebook page, and they look really great. I mean, Don, man, that guy looks really, really good. And once again, I'm just so amazed. I mean, maybe it is martial arts, maybe it is the fountain of youth. I think that's what the fountain of youth is. I think it is martial arts is the fountain of youth. So Traditions, like I says, there's someone that actually is going to be coming on my show Wednesday night to talk about that, and that's going to be Cheryl, and she's a stuntwoman that's been in the business for quite some time now. So, indeed, cannot wait for Wednesday night, 9 p.m. People, do not miss the show. Do not miss it. It's going to be a very exciting show. Another thing I'd like to actually, I'm trying to post on my Facebook page here. Wait a minute, one moment, ladies and gentlemen. And something that I came on board for, I'm very, very happy and pleased about this. I'm reposting as we speak. I'm just trying to post, and we'll talk about this in one moment. I actually got invited. I still cannot believe that I'm part of this. In the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, I was invited to be a board of advisors, which I actually do have the certificate now for on my Facebook page, and I just posted there, so I'm very honored and very blessed to be part of this, and I never thought me, you know, coming from Boston, you know, with a very poor background, to be doing all the things that I'm doing and networking with the people that I'm networking, so I'm very, very thankful from the bottom of my heart. I'm very, very thankful for things that I'm doing. You know, I want to become successful in my own way. I'm not being handed anything at all. I'm not sleeping with any guy to get things what I want in life. I'm actually working for it. There's no shame in working for what you want out of life. Now, everybody lives their life whatever they want. I can't condemn people whatever way they live it and whatever what they do. I have to focus it on myself and on my life. And I think the more that I do that, I tend to think that my life does keep getting better and better. So to see that, you know, it's just something where I just have to focus in more on myself. And I know, you know, we all look for something to inspire us, whether it be an idol like with my Jackie Chan and many other people. But I think, you know, in ways we have to inspire ourselves. Because you lead your own life, and
when you're focusing on yourself, and I mean in a very positive way, your life will change. Because believe me, I know people are getting handed things to them, and we might think, wow, that's kind of unfair. But the advantages, you know, for doing things yourself, it's this pure satisfaction, this feeling inside when you get up and you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, I'm doing it. I'm doing it myself. And believe me, you know, coming in and growing up on, you know, the inner city streets of Boston here and there around Boston, you know, coming from a poor background, you know, not being handed anything, it's hard, you know, to do what I'm doing. But when you have a sense of pride, you know, you get up every morning and you're content, you know, your spirit, you know, feels like it can soar, like you can do almost anything in this world. And believe me, you know, if I can do half these things in the world that I'm actually doing, you know, anybody out there, you can do it too. You seriously can do it too. And there's actually, I got to tell you guys about this really cool thing that's been happening, which, you know, I just got to bring this picture up again. And I'm going way down because I posted so much stuff here. I did this picture. And I posted, you know, this is a small thing on a Facebook page. It's called Tai Chi, a page about Tai Chi, and I trained a little bit in it. And it's kind of, I'm just kind of surprised. I mean, the picture itself, you know, it has color and it's very, you know, bright. And I'm doing this meditation thing. And I get a picture of a statue of Buddha. It's blue and stuff. It's a photo shoot that I did this summer. And I took it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to put it on the site. It's over, I think it's up to 19,000 people on this page. And I was like, you know, people, you know, we can post things. I thought it was going to be a nice, sweet picture to post and put it on the Tai Chi page. And the next thing I know, it's going viral. And I'm actually going to click on it now and see, you know, just clicking onto it on the page. And it has up to 2,294 people have liked this picture of mine that I did, and I'm just sitting going, whoa, I didn't expect this, and it's going viral. I've shared it a couple times, but about 317 times it's been shared by other people. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow, something that's inside of me that I'm giving part of what's in my heart, you know, be able to design that because I took the picture and I'm learning about editing and stuff. And just have that calm, relaxing feeling, and people actually enjoying it. And it's just stuff that I normally do, and I really put my heart into doing this and putting it together and just expressing what's inside of me, my happiness, my calm sense, you know, meditation and such, and people are sharing it. And I don't know what to say. I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Everybody that's sharing it's going worldwide, and I know people are thinking, oh, yeah, it's only 2,294 people, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's something that's inside of my heart. And for people to just like it, maybe it doesn't seem like a lot of people, but people still like it, and I just cannot believe that. I'm just so in awe. And people keep clicking on it and keep sharing it, and I don't know what to say, but thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for liking my picture. I actually put it in my queue. It's actually the picture that I put in the queue today. You'll see it. You know, I'm sitting there doing a little bit of meditation. So you people that are tuning into my show on the queue with the pictures, you actually can see it. So I'm trying to think on, oh, yes, Jackie Chan's police story is going to hit China Christmas Eve. So we all got to wait patiently, patience. Patience is a virtue for that to hit everywhere else. And I'm praying so much that the new police story comes to Maine. Oh, I'm hoping so much with all my heart. Well, I know, it's always TBD, but, you know, just to watch a Jackie Chan film up there on the big screen, oh, my gosh, what I dream of. Just to see the Jackie Chan film. I just hope with all my heart. But I'm trying to think of other stuff that I could promote. I'm sorry that I don't have a scheduled guest, but I, you know, I'm going to be getting more guests. I'm just tired today. Sunday I can't even talk. See, once again, not having any coffee before I do my radio show, I go blah, blah, blah. But you're all going to get, you know, you're all going to be able to hear the guests that I'm getting. And once again, I'm so thankful from the bottom of my heart, everybody that wants to work with me, everybody that, you know, are going to be guests on my show, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. To my listeners and my supporters, thank you so much. And, the Shelly Nunchuk Show couldn't be a show without listeners and supporters. So thank you so much for listening to my show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And I'm trying to think of other things that I can talk about because, you know how I do. I just ramble on, just go on and on sometimes. And I'm just trying to think of other things that I'm doing, you know. I mean, with my film, I know it just seems like $350 isn't a lot of money, but that's how much more money I have to get, and I'm doing everything myself. And I do realize no one's going to invest in a short film because I totally get that because they want something in return. You know, my film, The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan-influenced film, it's a thank you to Jackie Chan. I have a director who's using his equipment, you know, his time and stuff, who's going to be filming it. But it's just for some expenses, and I'll get it done. I mean, it's not like, you know, I mean, where am I going? I will get it done, and, you know, it's something that I will get to Jackie Chan, and I'm going to submit it to film festivals, even in film festivals, you know, that I'm going to put subtitles on. So it's something that I've been working at for the past couple of years, and I will get it done, and it's something that's going to be part of my heart. You know, it's my dream of working with Jackie Chan and just being able to, you know, to be able to do that film. You know, I wrote the script quite a while ago, and to be able to do this, I just feel very lucky and very honored. The people coming on board, I just don't know what to say. I just feel very, very blessed, and I am lucky. Because I know people out there are not going to be able to do their dreams. And if you're stuck, I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you straight out, this is no BS. If I can do things, you know, like dreams and stuff, you can too. It's just getting up and one foot in front of the other. That's all you got to do. Yes, I do understand film and certain things do take money. But you can see that may take a little while to save, to do your own film, but that's okay. As long as you keep holding on, like myself, Shelly Nunchucks, or just like the comic strip character that I created, and who knows what I'm going to do with it, Shelly Kama Nunchuck. That's my whole name on Facebook, but Kama is actually, you know, it's Karma, K-A-R-M-A, Kama. You know, it's like, you know, it just kind of comes back and bites you in the butt. That's exactly what my comic book character is, Kama, because, you know, when there's no one else around, she's going to come back and bite you in the butt. Well, not really bite you in the butt, say, per se, because that would be some sort of fetish thing, and that's not meaning to go that way. But, you know, just if you want to go check out those foundations and stuff, please do so. Once again, with Falk here, we are looking for funds for our films, and we're working very, very hard. And like I says, you know, doing independent films, yeah, it takes sometimes a while to get things going. And I do know that from what Jackie Chan had said, Chinese Zodiac, the one that was just out in the theaters, in the AMC theater, that took 7 years to make. And that kind of inspired me because if it took Jackie Chan to make his own film 7 years, it's helping me to hang on. So, Jackie Chan, thank you so much for making Chinese Zodiac, and maybe someday I'll be able to watch it. I know I will. there's no doubt in my mind. So thank you, Jackie Chan, you know, so much, you know, for giving me so much inspiration. Thank you to all my ninja friends from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone from the independent film community to out there in Hollywood, all the stunt people, all my stunt sisters, my warrior sisters, all my ninja pals, thank you so much. And once again, to the listeners, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to my show, because without you people, you know, there wouldn't be a show, you know, you listen in. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And remember, if you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. So you go for it. You take the bull by the horns and you go for a ride. It may be a hell of a ride. If the bull throws you off of its back, that's okay. It's meant for you to get back up. It just signifies that if you fail, just remember, like my friend, my ninja friend Johnny Krang said to me, follow your bliss and you'll never be a failure. And don't worry about other people's success. Become successful in your own way. That's what matters. Your path, your heart, your way. And just like Frank Sinatra said, I did it my way. Well, you can do it yours too, your way. Anyway, this is Shelly Nunchucks wishing everybody, no matter where you are, if it's the afternoon, morning, evening, happy day. But from Shelly Nunchucks up here in Maine, originally from Boston, Massachusetts, happy Sunday afternoon. Alrighty. And see you. See, I need coffee. Anyway, everyone, have a good Sunday afternoon. And just remember, you're as good as everybody else. All right? Bye-bye.